It's time for everybody's favorite game. It's Fact or Fiction. Lance Meadows, our contestant. I am John Schmelk. Here we go. Lance, fact or fiction? Owa Odigizua will play more defensive tackle than defensive end during training camp.
I'm going to go fact here, John. I think we will see him more inside.
Wow.
And this goes back to his days at college at UCLA. If you go back and look at his numbers, you know, they felt that he was more efficient when he lined up inside. And I think what Steve Spagnuolo in this defense is going to try to do, especially on those third downs, those pass rush heavy downs, when maybe you see Jonathan Hankins or Snacks Harrison come off the field, there's going to be room and opportunity for other defensive ends to move inside, like a Justin Tuck. So I could see him lining up inside and seeing how they can maybe increase the opportunities to get to the quarterback. Remember, 00 had 6 sacks in his last year at UCLA, by far his best year in getting to the quarterback. They want to see if now that can translate into the NFL.
And remember, with Olivier Vernon and Jason Pierre-Paul, they're going to be at end
of course,
during the regular season. So you want to work Owa out in different places, maybe where he doesn't have quite as much experience. That's why you want to work him inside over the course of training camp. Statement number two. Trevin Wade will be the primary slot cornerback in the starting nickel defense during training camp. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go fact here, too. Now, you could go with the obvious. Well, they have 3 quality corners if you want to put the rankings together. But Trevin Wade comes back with the most experience, John, from last year in the slot under Steve Spagnuolo's system. You have to take that into consideration. He saw a lot of work during OTAs. Now, Spags also made it known that he wants to move guys in and out during the course of training camp. Everyone's going to get work inside. Nobody's necessarily going to be excused from that. But Wade has by far the most experience in terms of the primary guy. I don't see anybody moving ahead of him in that slot spot.
Though, like you said, I would expect to see first-round pick Eli Apple inside from time to time, Janoris Jenkins, and veteran Dominique Rogers-Cromartie. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. That's Fact or Fiction.